So talk about practice. How was it to be able to get out there today?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, rusty, a little rusty, always, because take a long break and focus on running and lifting. So it was good to shake off some of that rust and focus on technique work. Coaches, new coaches are amazing, so I really love what they're doing with the program right now.
How was that break? What did you work on during the off season? Anything that you focused on in particular?
I worked on trying to lose fat and gaining lean muscle, trying to just get faster so I can be good, better on the double teams, working up to the secondary. So that was mine.
What's the transition been with the new strength and conditioning coach? What do you think of Coach DeFisi?
Oh, he's good. I love his program. I mean, you don't love it at the moment. I was dying in the winter. I mean, all that running, I was dying, complaining every day and rethinking my life goals every morning. No, he's good. It's hard, but I can feel the difference as we go to practice. I'm not as tired. And it definitely transitions over to football. So,
how different was it than what Frank was doing with you guys?
It's not super, super different. It's just a different style. And I think Frank was a lot with conditioning and staying in shape. And we're doing a lot of conditioning too. But at the same time, with new, we're getting bigger. I feel myself getting stronger, getting bigger, more lean mass and not just fat, I guess you say. But with the old style, it was a lot of just length and endurance.
How's it been actually being healthy during the off season? I know you've had to deal with some injuries.
Yeah.
What's it been like to be able to participate in day one of practice?
It feels good. No one likes to be injured, but one of the things I hate the most about being injured is not being with my dudes. I mean, like, really, when you're part of a football team, it's really your family. You talk to them every day. When you got problems, they're the ones that help you. So when they're struggling and you're not, that's hard to deal with. It's more hard than actually the pain of the injury or whatever. So it feels really good to be with my boys and Desire. It's fun.
You had a couple guys missing today. Was it tough having them not out on the field with you, T. John and Kyle?
Yeah, it's always tough, but, you know, we got to step up, and you cannot guarantee anybody in a game ever. Injuries happen, other things happen, so you always got to make do with what you got. It's like life, so it's cool.
What do you think of some of these younger players that have...
Tanner's here for your radio.
What do you think some of these younger players that have had an opportunity, freshmen like J.J. Nwigwe, Jacob Jimenez, they're going to get an opportunity to get some more playing time this spring. What did you think of them today? And just kind of talk a little bit about them.
Yeah, I mean, it was good today. I think everything slows down a tiny bit, so we can really work on technique, really work on how to become better individually and as a team. So I think my favorite is J.J. I think he's a beast. I think... he's one of the most talented and most developed younger guys, but all of them have talent. All of them have something they're good at, their specialty. So, we all working, trying to get that depth.
Yeah. How's the scheme changed for the offensive line with the new offense that you guys are going to run? What kind of blocking schemes and what do you guys need to – what's different for you guys?
It's a lot more simple. I mean, the last offense was good, but it's just something that – I wasn't totally connected with. I love this offense. I feel more connected. It's easier for me. I don't have to think as much, and that means I can play faster, I can play harder, I can breathe, and we huddle, so that's always a good thing, too. I'm catching a break.
So. Do you like having your hand down in the dirt a little bit more and getting after guys, having more of a power run game?
Yeah. The other offense was really good, but I had a problem understanding all of the concepts. It's really hard, and this one is much more fitting for me, at least, and it's a lot simpler. So I am able to kind of get more nasty and everything without thinking, just go and hit people. So,
what do you think of Coach Empey so far?
Oh, he's the man. I mean, he came in. He loves the program. He loves us. He wants to do anything he can. So I think every coach that I've experienced here loves us, but MP, he's a cool dude. I think he goes out of his way to, make us feel part of this program and a brother and part of his life, too.
He played around the same time with Coach 2J under Roger French. Is there some coaching similarities between the two?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love Coach MP. They both talk so much. They have, like, they always both of them go over their meeting time. If we have an hour, they're both going to talk for an hour and 20 minutes. And a lot of the other technique stuff is, you know, similar and stuff, but the way that their attitude is and the way they talk is actually the same too, so it's like almost the same person.
Does that make you guys a little bit late for classes or other meetings that you might have?
No, we have meetings before weightlifting and stuff. We were late two times to weightlifting, but you know, he's passionate about the program, he's passionate about football, passionate about us, so I feel it, I understand, so you know, I don't mind.
Did you get punished for being late, or did you have him like write you guys a note or something?
No, the coach is new and everything, and it's only the first week, you know what I'm saying, so they know there's going to be some rough patches, some bumps in the road we got to iron through before we're solid.
What do you guys expect to get out of spring ball this year?
I think there's a couple things. We want to come out being healthy. I mean, we're getting nasty, we're hitting each other, but if people get hurt before the season, that's going to be that's going to work against us. We're going to lose games because of that. So getting everybody out healthy, I think working on technique, understanding the offense. Yeah.
You're learning a little bit more about yourselves, maybe some new teammates you guys have coming in. What have you learned about the coaches so far? And what's just different between this new staff and the old staff?
I mean, each staff has their own positives and negatives, but mm-hmm. this staff, I think they're very united and they're all about the players. I mean, right now they're not worried about whether they're going to lose their job or have their job in the future. It's the first year and they're all worried about us and how we can become better people off the field and better football players on the field and represent this school. So.
Cool. Well, hey, thanks for taking some time with me. I really appreciate it.
You're the man. Thank you.
Good luck.
You have a good day.